Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Aileen.
Hello.
Hello. I am recording remotely and Aileen, I'm looking at Aileen and Jordana in our beautiful podcast studio. But
so beautiful.
I couldn't make it in today because I happened upon a dog that is, I think, mine for at least the time being.
You didn't happen upon it. No, I found it outside.
I didn't happen upon it.
Oh
no,
my gosh.
It definitely came from a breeder, a very nice breeder where my mom met this dog's mother and grandmother.
We're seeing the doggy.
She's a woman. She's a female.
She's a woman. Her name's Maya. Maya May.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh my God.
She's very small.
So
she reminds me of Lucas.
She's literally like 5 pounds.
Tell the story. Because I heard your mom got a dog.
Yeah.
So yeah, my mom wanted to get a companion for Meryl. And, you know, she did. She found this, like, she did a bunch of research on breeders and like she was looking at different breeds and stuff. She found this dog and she, you know, went and got her. And it's been it was a little hard adjustment for Meryl. Meryl, you know, she's just like a little anxious. So
what's been an adjustment? Oh, the new dog.
The new dog. Okay. Having a puppy was an adjustment for Meryl.
Yeah. Did you get her a book? Did you get a present for the dog from Meryl? Remember you posting about that?
It's possible that like my mom did that. I actually think she did. But either way, it's like it was a little bit of a tough adjustment. So I kind of like took her off her hands for, you know, a minute. Avi and I ended up bringing her with us to Boston. I told, oh, by the way, Duncan, Avi mentioned that he overheard several conversations about Duncan while we were in Boston, just to bring this
up. That's all they talk about.
He said this randomly. Like I heard many, he's like, I keep overhearing conversations about Duncan. I was like, well, I said I was going to do some research on that when I came. So this is helpful. But okay. So we brought her and I just got like really attached to her. And Larry really she and Larry get along really well.
Aww.
So my mom, you know,
what's her name?
Maya. Maya May.
Okay.
She's a middle name. Maya Samantha May. Samantha Rose and Maya May.
Oh, wow.
She spells it, you know, it's the same letters. M-Y-A-M-A-Y. So
now you just took her from your mom?
No.
Well, no.
I mean, not really. So we, whatever. Then when we got back from Boston, my mom ended up, you know, coming over to our house and Long Island, and then we ended up like kind of mixing them and trying to get them acclimated to each other because like it's
Meryl,
my two dogs, and Maya.
Okay,
so we were like mixing them around and like we just sort of thought that maybe like for the time being, since she and Larry get along so well, we should keep the two of them while she like grows up a little bit. And then Bruce went to my mom's apartment with Meryl, so now Meryl does have this companion that she's been waiting for. And also Bruce loves my mom the most. Kind for it's not, we don't know if it'll be a permanent custody arrangement. Okay. We're gonna see
wife swap.
Yeah, literally.
Is it wife swap? I mean, we all see each other so much.
Yeah.
That it's like
you're all one big happy family.
It's a village.
When's mom moving
like
into the house?
Modern dog family. Not yet. You know? But you know, she, you know, sometimes she does for a little bit. But
she's so cute.
So it's not your dog.
It is our dog. It's a family dog. You know, it's unclear.
It's sort of like when you wanted to share a dog with me. Jordana,
I did. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. Looking back, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
But
I think it's like tough. I mean, we'll see. We're going to see. We're going to like, because she's very good at like, it's very interesting to see how dogs
like socialize
each other.
Who's the dog's emergency contact? Then you'll know who the owner is.
It's you.
It's me. I'm bringing her to, we're going to Jackson Hole next weekend and I'm bringing her. She has a plane ticket now.
Oh,
Oh, wow. Why are you bringing her?
No offense. Because she can't be alone.
She's very, because she.
What about
it's
mom?
It's too much for my mom to be with like.
Merrill's.
All four of them alone with Merrill. There's four dogs.
Because there's Merrill. Okay. She has three.
Right.
Well, no, I have two.
I mean, and your mom now has two. How many dogs? Are you done?
I think so.
I feel like I'm speaking to someone with four kids.
I need to know this dog. It's cute.
I have like a Kyle Richards amount of dogs.
You're
going
to get a dog
now.
Vasectomy?
I mean, they're.
I've been trying to get Rusty to get a vasectomy.
It's really cute. And the thing is, like, she's very different.
Sidebar.
Like, yeah. Did you say I've been trying to get Rusty to get a vasectomy?
Yeah. Well, I only just started the conversation. We'll see. Maybe that could be saved for a subscription.
We need to talk about this on Back for a Second. Yeah. I'm very curious. Really? Why?
Because like, I don't want another kid and I don't want to take birth control.
I thought you maybe did want another kid.
No.
One day.
I'm done.
One day.
Ova.
Okay.
After she's done it twice, she's
you
like,
said
no,
maybe.
Thanks.
Yeah. That was before I had a second kid.
Okay.
This has made me think I do maybe want a kid, but I think I need to like, you
Why
know.
Why has it made you think you have want a kid?
Because I actually really like the like caretaking of it in a way.
You already have dogs and you think that
but
way
they're
before.
It's different. I can't explain it. Like, it's different. Maybe I was different. Maybe
I'm so distracted. I cannot pay attention because I'm just watching you and this dog just nibble on your thumb.
It's so cute, but it's also too
distracting. We need to move on to the next topic.
Yeah, so that's the current landscape where Maya is staying with us for a minute. And what I want to say is that it is very interesting to watch how the dogs like socialize each other. Like they kind of raise her. It's just interesting to observe, you know, from a sociological standpoint.
It's like your family, Jordan, with the kid. Did the older kids raise
the younger
kids?
Ones? Yeah. the older one, except for, that wasn't that ineffective of a parenting strategy.
I said I wanted a Kyle Richards amount of dogs, and we're well on our way.
How many dogs does Kyle Richards have?
She's like 17.
Like seven.
She has a lot.
Oh, I thought she just got like a Bernese Mountain dog.
Yeah.
Oh, so she admired
another
dog.
Which is a dog that I really like.
Yeah, we all kind of like this dog.
I love a Bernese, but the thing is, they're
enormous.
Big as fuck.
Huge. Like, very large. All,
like, everything is big.
They're baff.
Like, poop, they're...
Big as fuck.
Baff. Yeah, they're baff.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Lux bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches.
Okay, should we move on to some news?
Let's do it.
Okay, celebrity news is a little light, but I feel like there have been a lot of really good articles. Are articles back?
Yeah, articles are always back.
Right, but like
articles are very in right now.
Really, they're very in.
Articles have been great. But like, you've read Betches.com, guys. Yeah.
Check it out.
That's where I was going. Thank you. Did you read about the Cut article about the financial advice writer who put $50,000 in a shoebox? And got scammed.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
That was crazy.
And also so funny because I got a call from FedEx yesterday about like a package that was delivered to Betches, and first of all, they called it Betchers, and it was, and then they were like Cohen 100, whatever, it doesn't matter. It was for our head of site, Katie. And so I forwarded her the voicemail on text, and she didn't answer me, and she slacked me, and she's like, did you just text me? Because like, I've just been thinking about this, like, the scammer with the shoebox, and I just am so scared to get scammed. I'm like, no, that was me. You got a package and you need to call FedEx. But yeah, I think everybody's worried about getting scammed.
I feel like there's people attempting to scam all of us constantly get a text from Amazon about your package or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like those links that they just constantly send.
Andy Cohen went on some talk show talking about how he got financially scammed like really badly.
By what?
It was like a huge credit card scam, and they call you, they basically get your voice, they use your voice for AI, and he just went through all this and ended up transferring all his money and lost a shit ton of money.
Oh my God.
And he's like, basically, like, if I can get scammed, like anybody, not calling himself so smart, right, but like he's not dumb.
Well, these people are professionals, the people who like it's are so calling. It's crazy.
But anyway, this is different though, because
I feel like Aileen wouldn't get scammed. I feel like Aileen would least likely to get scammed. So
I've clicked on a link before.
Yeah, no, but you're very paranoid. So I feel like you would be
I've been better these days.
You would be very like on guard for that.
I
kind
do
of
check
shit.
Sources yeah. of my texts.
Your Aileen's always like, lock your door. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Lock your
don't
car.
Tell anyone where I live.
Don't just leave the doors open.
I blur my house on Google.
Like, on Google.
Yeah, but I did it because Sammy did it.
Oh, Avi did it.
So, but, how do you do that?
I'm not sure. Ask him. He'll tell you.
Tell us about the article.
Well, okay. Well, first, I do have to say, as to who would be the least likely to get scammed, I do think Aileen's probably the least likely. I once almost fell for a scam when I was a freshman in college. I got a call that I won a free cruise, and I told everyone that I won a free cruise.
Oh yeah, I think you're the most likely. I think I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I agree.
In case there was any like.
But what I'm saying is now I'm much more wary. So I since have been, I'm very on it now.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Since the cruise thing, it was very
formative. I think like I could scam you if I really wanted
to. Yeah, I think so too.
Why don't you try?
That's a great fun game to do is try to get you try to scam Sammy.
Oh, we were gonna when you were out on vacation. I think you were on your trip. We were talking about scamming you.
Oh,
what I was thinking about this morning while I was bissling a pee stain, my favorite activity, is that you have to. It's great. It sucks up the stain. It doesn't need to be dog pee. I was actually going to, Jordana, because I was hoping that you would forget about this, and I was going to go behind your back and go to Aileen. Oh, it was that we were going to make up a news story that happened and convince you that it happened.
And put it in the outline?
What I was going to do, Jordana, and put it in the outline.
That's what we were going to do to Aileen, though.
Oh, you
but Jordana, I was going to tell Aileen to do it to you.
Okay. Yeah, that probably would have worked.
You should have done
that. I know
that
probably would have been so funny.
Well, I mean,
I can tell you, Aileen.
But when you were in here, we were like, oh, well, because I was talking about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City thing with the receipts thing. And then there was someone in Congress who was saying it.
Yeah.
And then our friend Alexa was like telling me about that. And I'm like, that's not true. That was like a meme.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I think that was actually
true.
No, that
guy actually said it.
And we were talking about how it's so actually very difficult because the news is so absurd to tell. Like
what's real,
what's like a joke.
Uh-huh.
So we were going to do it to you, but now I know now it could happen to any of us.
It could happen. Well, speaking of things that can happen to anybody, did you see like the OpenAI's like new video, text to video AI thing, Sora?
No.
Okay, basically
you can write what you want, like type in what you want a video of.
You okay? They haven't given access this to everybody. Only like a very yeah. No, I don't have an exclusive group of people to test it. But basically, you can just type any situation. Like they showed, like two monkeys playing chess on a beach, and it creates the most realistic video of that exact thing. Okay. And you can't tell that it's fake. And ooh. And not only can you do that, but you can be like, okay, now same monkeys, same chess, but change it to a jungle and it looks like a jungle, or change them to dogs in a park.
That's dangerous.
It's crazy that it can happen.
Right.
And now I think that's just like the feeling is like, what's real, what's not. We're just like,
think about evidence in like a trial. Like what would, yeah. I mean, if you can make that up, then like doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Nothing. It's crazy. There was another thing that happened just recently. You know, that podcast girl, Bobby, whoever was
Altoff,
who got like famous from interviewing Drake or something. She got viral. She was viral for having like did a boob video where her boobs weren't lopsided. Doesn't matter. She posted a video yesterday that she was like, oh, I'm trending on Twitter. Like, why am I trending on Twitter? And people must really like my podcast. And she clicks it, and it's this super explicit video of her, like, I think masturbating or doing something. And she's like, that wasn't me. I mean, who knows? Like, she's saying that. She goes, this is AI. That's not me. And
well, like, that happened to Taylor Swift. Like,
she's going after the thing. Anyway, it's fucking crazy. Everybody,
that's scary.
Life,
it is. And really
I'm
scary.
Usually pro technology. I like, I give my DNA to anyone who asks.
so maybe you'd be the one to get scared.
I'd be the one to just like not do like the fact checking, I think. And like, I'm just like very lax about that, all that stuff. Don't come for me, scammers.
Okay, wait. So should we talk about this actual thing that we have not talked about? The article, the cut.
I mean, the article was basically, I would say the crux of the article is just that, is that this woman, she's like seemingly very competent. She writes for the business section of the New York Times, right? And someone called her and said like something about her, an Amazon charge, $8,000 Amazon charge.
They offered to connect her to the FTC.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, then they like escalated it and transferred to someone else who was like, oh, you're part of like a much bigger scam. Someone's using your name to like take these cars, and there's doing drug deals, and like there's a dead person or something like that.
Oh my God, yeah.
So they like scare, basically like use the psychological tactics to somehow get her, convince her that she needed to take out $50,000 from the bank and then give it to them, and then they would write her a check the next day. And this was all in one day.
Wow.
On a series of phone calls.
Wow.
And she's like trying to take her kids trick-or-treating in the middle of thinking she's being scammed. But then...
So what happened at the end?
Well, okay, so this is what happened. Basically, they connect her to the, quote, FTC, and like she's in contact with these agents, and like, in my opinion, there were a lot of very clear hallmarks of...
fraud.
This being sketchy.
Right.
For example, they were like, you can't tell your husband, do not get a lawyer, or like you're jeopardizing your cooperation. Also, don't tell your husband. Have you never heard of spousal privilege?
They didn't say you can't get a lawyer. They said, if you get a lawyer, I can't help you anymore. What they didn't say, like, you cannot have a lawyer. They were just basically like, your options are like, I can help you right now as like this minute, or like you get a lawyer and I can't help. So I do think like it's more psychologically advanced than like you can't get a lawyer and don't tell your husband. It's like you can tell your husband, but then he might be at risk for whatever. Mm-hmm. So I do think they're like, they know what to say.
It also happened over the course of like several hours and several phone calls. And like they create this very intense situation. And like, it feels like Uncut Gems. I think she even may have said that. Or no, maybe that was Tom Sandoval who said he feels like he's in Uncut Gems. He did say that. But her story felt very Uncut Gems. And he like, basically what happened is like she goes to the bank, she gets $50,000 and she puts it in a box. She hands it to someone who
picks it up.
She puts
it in the back seat of a van.
A back seat of a van. And she's on the phone the whole time. And she's like, they're claiming that she's going to be connected to Social Security. And
she needs a new Social Security number.
She needs a new Social Security number. They knew her Social Security number or the last four digits. But also, she was looking at her own bank accounts and stuff, and she didn't see any like evidence of this happening.
Right. So there's a lot of red flags.
There's
obviously
a lot of
Wait, so how did she find out it was a scam?
So basically, she gives the money and they...
She goes, I immediately regret this decision.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to text you like the appointment time for you at like the IRS. Social Security office to get your new social security number. Like, just stay on the phone with me and I'll get you the... until you get your text message. Like, uh-huh. He's using a bunch of tactics to make her think that it's real, like...
And safe.
She's like, oh, I'm going to get a text confirmation. Yeah. And then I guess he like hangs up.
And then it's over.
And then she calls back the number. And the one, it's like his secretary. The call drops. And then it's like his secretary. She's like, oh, he's not available tomorrow. He's not available anymore. Like, I'll call you tomorrow.
And she's like, oh, I immediately, I've fucked up. That's fucked up. Wait, I saw another similar type of crazy scam. This girl I follow on Instagram, she's like a mid-sized type of like fashion influencer. She's like, I have to tell you guys this crazy thing that happened. She was like, I was on a flight and I didn't have Wi-Fi. And during that time, so for some reason, my Wi-Fi like kind of turns on and I happen to get a call from my sister during that time. And I answer the phone and my sister, like the call goes through. It wasn't supposed to go through. And I answer the phone and my sister's like, you're okay? You're okay? Like, how are you answering the phone right now? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm on this flight. Like, I'm fine. And she explains what's been going on. The sister, basically these people, fraud scammers, called the sister saying that this girl was like taken and you need to put in this money and the only time she's going to be released if this, and you try to call her, she won't answer, blah, blah, blah. And they were like extremely, they had a picture of her because they were able to, because like she's an influencer. Yeah. Because she's an influencer, like they have videos. They have videos of her so they can like, and her voice. And so they like made her voice sound like she was there. So like they faked, to the sister, they faked her being like, yeah, it's me. Like I'm taking, like, please send them the money.
Oh my God.
That kind of shit. And then
we should warn our parents about this.
And then, so they were like about to send this, no, they sent the money. They sent like $5,000, $12,000, something like that. And then she got a hold of the sister like by chance while she was on the flight. And she's like, I'm okay. Like, no, this didn't happen. And it was just like completely crazy to hear this because it literally can happen to anybody. Like, that's because crazy. Of like the AI and the like, all they need is just like a voice. Anyone. And but the whole point is like, that was just through voice stuff. Like the fact that like now it's like through video and you can make like any video looks so real is deeply terrifying. While it's great for like media content creation,
it's not worth it. I'd rather just keep
really,
making videos.
It's really, really scary.
It's not worth it. We need to do something.
They got
their
money back, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
There's like very little way still, to trace that person.
There is something about like, well, if there can be video of any of us, then it doesn't matter. Like if it's like all of us, it could be like it does. If it's, well, it's almost like if they could do it for anyone, then it doesn't matter if they do it for anyone.
No, because you can like change the impression of things, even if like people's just realities are going to be totally skewed because you don't know every video that you've ever seen.
There should be like a verification logo on these things.
There's got to be like some sort of
some regulation.
So the girl said basically like have safe words with your family for that kind of thing. Like just have some sort of secret safe word or secret phrase to prevent
that
kind
of
shit.
Did you come up with one?
No, I haven't thought of it until right now. Definitely going to do that.
We should have one for each other, too.
Yeah, we should have one.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I'm surprised no one scammed
us
about each other.
Okay, well, let's not give any ideas.
Well, maybe we don't seem scammable. This is a pretty crazy scam, but I do want to just add that I saw a follow-up to this about the writer, which is that...
She's actually quite scammable.
That's sort of the implication, is that she's like...
Well, the first part of the whole article is like, just so you know, I'm like, I am not one to be scammed.
Well,
everybody thinks that about themselves.
Everyone thinks they're not one to be scammed.
Well,
everyone kind of starts with that.
I think anybody's scammable.
Andy Cohen started with that. I kind of agree. I agree. Anyone's scammable under the right circumstances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I ever get scammed, you won't catch me saying... No one would say I would get scammed.
No, we all just said you were actually most likely to get scammed.
That's a really good superlative for high school.
Yes, right. Most scammable.
Now they'll do those. That is really funny. Oh, that's so sad.
You just voted most scammed. That would be like the first person the scammers would look for in the yearbook.
They would look at all the yearbooks across America.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that you unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Speaking of more articles, now that articles are cool, did you guys see Tom's New York Times article where he got a lot of heat for saying some things thanks to our account, Bravo by Betches, shout out Dylan, who posted it basically, and it got like really viral. It was not a great phrase. Did you guys see it? What yeah. he said?
I'm yeah. not surprised anyone lets him give an interview to anyone.
I mean, I'm not surprised because it goes viral and they
right.
the publicist.
They talk about his publicist who's like a 23-year-old fan. And she, like, she said, she was like, I grew up watching Vanderpump in high school. It was the coolest thing. And she's like saying this in front of the Times reporter. Wait, but the funny thing is that he basically says, like, he's like, I'm not a pop culture expert.
Let's read the quote. Let's
find the actual quote. It's worth it. He basically says, like, I'm not a pop culture expert, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare Scandoval to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way, it's a little bit the same?
Sounds like Zoolander. Yeah, Zoolander. Yeah, that's actually Zoolander. He does look like Zoolander too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, beauties.
Right.
But it's also like you're calling these things pop culture.
It's almost like you're so stupid that I don't even know if I'm mad. Like, it's just like he's so just, dumb. Yeah.
Isn't it also just to describe these things as weird? Like,
it's like weird,
that's the
you know?
Adjective he uses. To me, it's like he just doesn't know how to say what he wants to say. And I think what he's trying to say is that isn't it kind of ridiculous that a cheating scandal had as a lot of outrage similar to these actual serious fucked up things.
Right.
Right. Like that's,
the writer says that in right. the article. They say, like, I think I know what he means,
right,
which
right.
is that why I become a name becomes emblematic of things.
Right.
But what was even funnier is that Katie Maloney commented on our Bravo post.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Like, was like, Tom Schwartz, you want to come in and explain,
like,
what he
what
meant?
He means? Which is so perfect. It was just, he's just so dumb, I think, maybe.
I think there's something deeply wrong with him. I don't know. He's just, and just the way you watch him, like, behave this whole season.
Uh-huh.
You're just like,
did you read the article? The whole thing?
I didn't read the article.
Okay, well, it's really, really interesting because it kind of does explore how he got this way. And a lot of it is about growing up on reality TV and like it explored like why did Scandoval get so big?
Isn't he like 43?
Yeah, but
how has he grown up on reality TV?
Meaning like most of his adulthood has been, you know, his most formative years have been
30 to 40.
30 to 40, yeah.
No,
that's not your formative years. But
it also, okay, before that, it also talks about like him living in Los Angeles.
The publicist has grown up on reality
TV. I'm dying because I'm watching Sean and Rebecca just like laugh. This is not your formative years.
That's not what he meant. Why am I explaining a wee child of 38 years old?
No, I don't mean grown up from childhood. He means like he, first of all, it's not just reality TV. It's like the existence of being in LA where everyone's preening, yeah. And they explore how he came from like this Midwestern life into that. It's not really to try to like necessarily like build sympathy.
No.
But it's also also about like the show even more, that like they're also shaped by the show and that he doesn't like know the difference between being on the show and his life anymore.
That I understand because, I understand.
Right. The weird thing to me is just like they're so clearly, and maybe it's only clear to like people like us, they're so clear like how he could redeem himself to me, like just be super apologetic,
and that's what they keep saying, right, to him, like, on the show.
It's just so clear, like it's almost like, especially if he doesn't believe it, like even if he didn't actually feel that way, it would just be so much better for him to pretend that he did.
He like doesn't, I think part of it, he just like refuses to admit that he could have been like wrong. The most genuine thing that I've seen him sort of say was like, yeah, I fucked up in the way that I like dealt with it. Remember when, during that like very forced conversation in the alley, that was so staged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sheena, didn't see you there. Like, let's go in the alley.
He's kind of dealing with it in the same way, even though it was fucked up. He keeps going.
Like, he's not the first person in like the world to cheat on someone. That happens all the time. Like, there's just like, he didn't have to be as like, it didn't have to be this. Like, the story itself is not the craziest story I've ever heard. He could have just controlled the whole thing in like a totally.
It could have. But I think because just he is who he is,
right, and that's the history, how it got to that.
I think the context really matters for, like, the context of like their whole show and like the people and everything. It's not just him. It's like there's the Raquel. Who, by the way, did you watch the last episode?
Yes.
Yeah. What the fuck? She dropped off Graham Cracker at like a foster home, and instead of giving
him, didn't we know that?
No, instead of giving him back to James.
I kind of understand why.
I thought James was saying that he didn't like.
I was so mad.
There was a point where he was
to James. I understand why.
There was a point where James was saying he didn't like him or want him. Probably as his defense mechanism, he was like talking shit about the dog.
He was.
Yeah, I get why he didn't. She didn't give him to James specifically.
Oh.
Also because James has a lot of really questionable behavior.
I guess.
He also has a lot of really questionable behavior.
But
like,
she gave him to a foster home that was then they had to rescue him.
What do you mean a foster home?
I don't know. That's what Lisa said.
I don't know exactly where she dropped the dog, but it's like there are many places she could have. There are many sources she could have given the dog to.
Really? When I saw that scene, I was really upset.
I understand that there's maybe things we haven't seen that James has done that make her not want to give the dog to James.
Maybe. He's also abusive. He has anger issues. It's so funny that anytime James says anything on the show about the scandal, it's always only about him and like what was done to him. And they weren't even together. Not that it wasn't fucked up, because like, again, that's his friend. And like,
if you think they didn't really start hooking up when they were together.
Sure. Whatever. I think he's just like, I think he and Tom are like neck and neck for like horrible people.
Yeah.
To be totally honest.
I know what you mean about James.
Water seeks its own level.
What do you think about, and we don't have to like go into this for too long, but what do you think about like the whole kind of, now there's almost like a backlash of Ariana's like rise to fame now happening on the show?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
It is, you're like, yeah, that is kind of weird a little bit.
Well, I mean, I said this when this was all happening, was like, she's If you're gonna get cheated on,
this is the best thing to happen.
She is the luckiest person that has been cheated on in this way. Like, she's the best, like, top tier. If that would happen to me, I would want to be.
And I understand the perspective. Was it Lisa who was like, yeah, like, I mean, she looks like she's moved on. Like, so why is everybody still so mad?
Right. I mean, she doesn't seem like she's moved on and that she's like, like, not extremely angry at him. No, she definitely still seems very, very, very mad.
I agree. But that said, though, anytime the people are trying to kind of convince us, I think, and the show, like Tom Schwartz or like Lisa, who are very much like on the pro Tom Sandoval train, they'll interview Ariana and her like confessional, and she'll say something like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, like, I'm just kind of like, you know what? No, whatever Ariana's saying makes sense. She's like, why would I have to be in this house with my ex and this guy who, like, basically knew everything? Well, yeah, of course. That's the only reason why they're hanging out.
Right.
Show. So now it's obvious. And I think that's why Lisa is trying to, like, do the campaigning for Tom, because she knows this show is not going to be good unless they're all sort of back together.
Right. I mean, the Tahoe trip is, like, the most absurd thing. That, like, Tom Schwartz would be hosting the Tahoe trip at Lisa's house, and I'm going to invite, I want everyone to be there. Like, it just doesn't make any, Tom Schwartz would never take the initiative to do anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, they say this, they actually talk about this in the article, which was that there, in during the season, there was a point at which no one wanted to talk to Sandoval. And that they weren't able to, like, really move forward with the show. So I think they basically have to, like, use any method they can to create ways to push people together, or otherwise, like, nothing's going to move forward. And that's why they sort of, like, have to react to Ariana's extreme luck, when really, like, what happened to them is actually, like, what happens to this group all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, Ariana, like, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. I don't, like...
Great for Anne.
Oh my God. Did you see Anne has a whole feature about her in the New York Times?
Good for Anne.
She has a podcast now.
Good for Anne.
Why do you think Anne is so captivating?
It's funny that her name is Anne Maddox.
I know. Yeah. Spelled differently.
So weird.
Right.
To quote Tom Sandoval, it's so weird. She just has like a way about her that's just so innocent. She's just like two thumbs up and just like very smiley. And I think like that in this very tense house is very funny. Because she sort of cuts the tension, but also like lives in the tension.
Kind of like tiptoe around the tension.
It's very funny. Yeah. It's very funny.
She wears all of her like emotions on her sleeve, and her like, she has a very big smile, which I think just is such a contrast to how angry everyone else. It's just very funny.
Right. Yeah. Like, she's like, oh,
I feel
okay.
Like that's what we would be like if we were the assistant. We would just be like taking it all in, like not.
I'm like just sending really apologetic texts. So sorry. So sorry.
So funny. She has a podcast. I'm going to go listen.
Should
to
we
it.
Try to like hire her as an executive assistant?
That's honestly kind of like where I was going.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. BS at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near Beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Guys, have you seen J-Lo on her big, like, tour promoting her, like, musical movie?
I heard about it.
Her musical, basically, on Prime.
This is me?
Yeah, this is me now.
This is me now. This was me before.
Because I think she had, like, something that was like, this is me then or something. Okay. I don't really know. But this is me now. And it was like, so she's on this big press tour. And I keep seeing this trailer for it. And it's, like, cut. It's like a musical, sort of like Beyonce's Lemonade, whatever.
Right.
Mixed with, but the trailer is cut with interviews. So she's talking about her love life and she's talking about like mistakes and saying that like, oh, I, you know, people think that, oh, this happened to me and then I just kind of moved on. And that's so not the fact. So I was like, that's so not true. So I'm like, wow, she's like talking about her love life. This is, I'm so excited to watch this. Like, I'm pumped. Like, I was really excited. I watched it the day it came out.
Okay.
So I turned it on Prime. Whatever it is. It sounds like an ad for Prime because I keep talking about Prime, but it's not.
I mean, you're about to say the show is bad, right?
Yeah. Sorry. So I turn it on and it's, oh my God. Like, I feel so bad because she really is a really hard worker and she just like is so fucking like just doesn't stop and just is tenacious, I think. But the musical is so bad. I was fast forwarding
it. It's a musical.
It's like basically, oh God.
She like sings, it's like a one woman show.
She basically does like an album, but it's like music videos cut together, but then it's chopped up. She has these really sick cameos of people. So it's chopped up with like, how do I explain this?
Does she talk about her love life?
Basically, but not, she's not talking. It's like she made a movie. Right? Who's the guy that plays her therapist? Fat boy? Fat Joe?
Fat boy
from Slam is my guy. Fat Joe. Okay. So in between like the songs, she does like.
He plays
like,
her therapist?
She plays a therapist. Okay. Fat Joe.
I'm sorry, so Fat confused. Joe.
Yeah.
Fat Joe.
He's
and
her therapist.
It's like a movie. Yeah. It's like a movie. It's like a musical. Musicals have songs and then they have like.
Yeah.
Have not acting and then they have song.
Right.
So the acting part is just terrible. The acting, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. So she has Fat Joe play her therapist for her love life. And then also she has like her Zodiac tribunal. What? Who's played by like Jane Fonda?
What?
Who's the guy that does the astrology? Post Malone, Trevor Noah, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Who's that?
Oh my God! He like does the a astrology. Serious man who does like who's like science. Is the space
he's a scientist?
Guy.
Oh,
he does the space.
Guy. Like, I didn't know that.
I think is really more what he does.
No. The thing is the astrology. Like oh, it's like her
panel?
Zodiac oh. panel
oh.
is her like all committee. The signs. Yeah, her astrology committee. Who else
Why
is in
it? Post Malone on that?
He plays what, Taurus?
Is this fictional?
Post Malone is a Leo. Jennifer Lewis.
There's 12 of them.
Oh, it's a Zodiac.
It's
situation.
Her Zodiac. Okay.
Like, is it a scripted
it's
fictional
a musical.
Movie?
Yeah.
But
it's not a
with
okay.
her song?
Okay, wait, I have to move back. Can you guys, okay, well. So when I was watching this, I was so excited, right?
Right.
But when I watched it, there is no like director's cut. There's no interviews with her. It's really just like this fictional movie that's like all very artistic.
Okay.
And it's just like,
so
it starts,
tease.
It opens up, the tease, I wanted to watch the interviews. I wanted her to like a documentary.
Right.
But it's not a documentary. It's a fucking musical. And she's just like, she has these like long music videos with these terrible interludes of acting with people that are just make no sense playing these roles, and also the roles make no sense because
you didn't find any information out about her love life.
No, because I turned it off.
So you don't recommend this.
I could not get through it, and I feel really bad. The Zodiac Tribunal really threw me off. It was just so, like, is this a comedy? Is this serious? Is this art? It was the people in the tribunal, the Zodiac Tribunal, are Post
Were
Malone.
Were there 12 of them?
Neil deGrasse Tyson, right? Who else is it? Sofia Vergara.
Oh, wow.
There's really, really legit people. Oh, and she plays kind of like this dumb character. It's really just so bad. guys, but you have to watch it because it's so bad. But then I didn't get to the end.
So bad it's good?
Is it like Gili?
So bad it's bad.
It's bad, bad, bad.
Bad, bad.
Bad, bad. Okay. And I feel really bad because she like says how she just hopes it's so good because she like funded it and like did all of the work. She's dancing in it. She may have directed it. That could be false news. I don't know, but she definitely funded it.
Have you looked at other reviews? Do people agree with you?
I really don't need to.
Okay. You already know.
They do. I know
what has it gotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
The only thing I've heard about this is how comically bad it is. I didn't look at that, but I've seen other people's reviews.
Okay.
What's it called?
This is Me. It's comically bad. This is Me Now.
This is Me Now. Oh, Rotten Tomatoes.
And I don't know what it is, though.
A love story. Oh, wow. It's 74.83.
She paid for that. Like,
wait, there's Rotten Tomatoes can be paid for?
I need to
see this. It sounds like you're describing a dream.
That's what it is, though.
I'm gonna read the description.
Oh, that's what it is. It's dreamlike because she talks about these dreams she has with Fat Joe, and those dreams are the music videos, and it's like sort of going through her history of relationships, and each song I think represents each sort of relationship. And I didn't get to the end because I could not waste my time. No offense again, J Lo. I just feel so bad because don't you feel bad? I'm talking to Rebecca. I feel bad.
Sorry,
because
I'm trying to read the highlights of the reviews.
I'm trying to understand what this movie like.
It's hard to understand. It's like this. It's like it's an attempt at art,
right?
But it comes out. But it's also comedy.
Vanity Fair says it's a passion project about passion that curiously lacks that essential quality.
It doesn't have passion. Why?
I don't know. That was just the highlight.
It lacks. It's a passion project. That what? It's definitely a passion project.
It's a passion project about passion that curiously lacks that essential quality.
Yeah, it was like also like the people she casts that aren't the actors are interesting.
Critics like it though. It's
they're friends. They're friends in the industry. Yeah. There's just no way.
They don't
want
to fuck with her. Aileen, yeah. Is it better or worse than Gili?
I didn't see Gili, but it's very interesting to me that when she gets with Ben, she like makes Gili, right? And that hurt their relationship for both of them. And that's what kind of tore them apart.
Well, isn't that where they met?
Right. And so they get together from there. And then the movie comes out.
It was a bust.
And there's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they break up. And because they couldn't last through the bad reviews, I guess. And also Ben was like taking himself really seriously at the time. And now I think he's way more established and it doesn't really affect his career now. And he wouldn't do something like that, except he was in Duncan. But I thought that was amazing. So anyway, now she comes out with this like big thing about this is, she says Ben is like, back then she says that Ben was the one who got away, her one true love. She's back with him now. She releases this thing that she funded and it's just so bad. Just, you guys have to watch the Zodiac thing.
All right. I'm going to watch clip of it.
I will.
Because you didn't sell it that well. As a watch. No.
Oh, no. It is not a must watch.
Should we pick our Betch of the Week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can it be J-Lo? I feel so bad.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Why? If anything, she's going to the Caymans.
She's fine. She's fine.
I think it should be Anne.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I would think it would be Anne, except I think it should be Beyonce because she was the first black woman. I know, but I'm bringing this up because we haven't had time. Okay. This is how I'm going to explain. She became the first black woman to reach number one on Billboard's country songs chart.
Okay.
With Texas Hold'em. Have you listened to it?
Yes.
I assume by now.
Yes. Texas Hold'em I love that song.
Love it. Yeah. I love both her new songs, but so now this is historic. So I feel like she, you know, if she can be number one on Billboard.
Agreed.
Yes. I think, you know, Anne has a bright future ahead of her
Tom Sandoval's assistant.
Tom Sandoval's number one fan since high school.
Yeah, we can't choose Anne, you know, in favor of Beyonce when we have this big achievement. So
yes,
okay. Yeah.
I love Texas Hold'em. I like it more than 16 Carriages.
I think I like 16 Carriages more, but I like them.
I like
they're
a
different.
Folky kind of song, and so that's country? Why. No, but it's you do, folky you do. Country. It's yeah, because it has I that like it too, 1-2-1-2 kind of beat, and it's just so good. I was listening to it on my way. walking to the office.
Should we send the collective scammers of America to the Caymans? Or Tom Sandoval again?
Send me, guys. I'm going.
Oh, we'll we can send Eileen. I forgot. We're sending Eileen. She's going to the Caymans.
How your conversion rate is.
I don't even think I'm flying. What's the one that we send
Comfort
people?
Plus.
Comfort Plus. Yeah. I think I'm just flying regular. Economy. Yeah. I'm pumped to go away. I haven't been away in a while.
Try to sell a timeshare while you're there.
I think I won't. No. I think I'm just going to like read. Maybe Rusty really wants to go ATVing. we'll see what happens. It'll be fun. Yeah.
Bring back a souvenir of like at least like a brochure for a timeshare.
I will try my best. And then we can, I don't think my hotel has timeshares.
Okay. Otherwise, we could Photoshop our faces into them.
I'll find one or I'll download one from the internet and print it and pretend like I got it there.
Okay, whatever it takes. We're excited.
Whatever it takes. All right, guys. This was fun. Not much news, but I thought I had fun. Did you?
I had a great time.
Great.
Slow news week, but good time. Good articles.
Times. You can follow me at Aileen.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And me at Sammy. And please leave us a rating or review. And please subscribe and tell your friends and share the podcast. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.